that down real quick. All right. Welcome to Aisle 7. My name is Savage, and this is my beautiful wife,
Leethy.
And we at the Cove right now, our home base of operations. This is Beach Talk for the Long Walk. So, we are halfway through the season.
Yes.
Episode 6. We made it officially. So, yes. Let me give ourselves a round of applause.
Yay.
This is one heck of a journey, yes. But I'm enjoying every step of it. So,
yes.
Before we get into today's episode, which is, once again, episode 6, we are midway through the season. I'd like to disclose the fact that this show is not suitable for the persons under the age of 17 without adult supervision. So if you have any children or youth under the age, please go ahead and remove them, as we don't want to be disrespectful or offensive in any way, shape, or form. So we'll give you a few seconds. 3, 2, 1. Okay, cool. We here would like to thank Anchor for the free distribution of our podcast. We don't take that lightly. So if you're hearing this now or looking for a platform to listen in, go ahead and download the Anchor app and look us up at Aisle 7, the podcast. It's all about self-progress. Today's episode is dedicated to someone special to me and my wife. Definitely always in our... just in memory of him and always in awe of him because of the things he taught us, but the things he did for my wife, Mr. Robert J. Porter, or AKA Bob. Bob, this episode is dedicated to you. Honestly, I don't think we'd made it this far as technologically and, business-oriented as we are now without your influence. So, Bob,
from us to you, Bob,
Ofatu. Babe, do you want to share a memory with
him? Yeah, rest in peace. I can easily say that he was a father figure to me, even though he was much older.
Yeah.
He's done things that, you know, no knocking to my biological father, but
yeah.
He stepped in the time that I needed, mm-hmm. like a guy figure. So rest in peace, Bob. Know that I love you very much.
Yeah. When Bob was alive, he shed a lot of light on me. He spit game. And Bob is a white man, but he loved my wife unconditionally and treated her and loved her like his own. And, I'm forever grateful for him and just teaching me how to love his daughter. So, Bob,
yeah.
We love you.
We love you, Bob.
Ofala hayatu. We'll see you
Thank
soon.
Thank you.
Today's thought of the day. Truth. Our truth is our claim to life. Where do I come from? What do I represent? Who am I really? It is important we speak and own our truth. Tall, short, Black, white, mixed, gay, straight, Democrat, Republic, indigenous, or different. You can only hold the truth for so long until it bursts like a geyser from the earth. Tell the truth. Our song of the day is I'm Still in Love with You by Sean Paul featuring Sasha, released in 2002. I don't know where you were at when this song came out.
I barely made it out here.
Okay, this was released once again in 2002, so we're going to go ahead and knock this out and kind of reminisce. Yeah, you remember that? Oh, you remember that, girl? I dot you a shot, y'all shot. Come sing with me, baby. Make me. Your tenderness. That's in love. I'm still in love. With you, girl. Boom fire, boom ma, boom fire. Rah! Yeah, so that is definitely reminiscent. I remember
yes.
I was, I think I was like at a Catholic dance or a Lataki dance for Tongan youth. For those of you who aren't aware, when you're growing up in Tongan youth, you eventually, you know, whatever religion you practice, you'll have youth dances,
yeah.
And that's kind of where I heard this. So that was, once again, I'm Still in Love with You by Sean Paul featuring Sasha, released in 2002. If you are feeling it, definitely tag us in a video in your Instagram story, at @aisle_7_thepodcast, and just, you know, tag us to that so we understand how you feel about that. But moving forward. So that was our song of the day. Our number of the day, 174. So altogether, that's 174. If you see it or you come across it, just dwell
Say
in
it.
The moment. No, that's color.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, man, are you high?
No.
So dwell in the moment when that if you come across that number, 174. attacking negativity. And how we want to attack negativity today is procrastination. Whew, that's a big one. Right now, in an hour, later, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year may turn into never. Yep. When we set out to do something, what will distract or stop us from completing it? Is it family, friends, or the closest person in our circle? Whatever it is, we must gather the courage and strength to remove them or ourselves from the current situation. Once that happens, we can plan accordingly and definitely defeat procrastination. So, yeah, that's definitely one part of negativity we want to face head up. Yeah. Our color of the day, yellow. If you see it, say it.
Yellow.
Our person of the day is somebody I definitely I'm just well aware of and I follow and I really believe in him truthfully and wholeheartedly. He's a very great man and his curriculum is just amazing. But go ahead and search this man up by the name of Dr. Sebi. Dr. Sebi, I believe he's Caribbean, and this man is just a medical genius. But if you have no idea of who he is, go ahead and search him up, Dr. Sebi, and just do your research so you get a better understanding of how we at IL7, the podcast, function. Dr. Mm-hmm. Sebi. Our quote of the day. You want to read that?
Yeah. An eye for an eye makes the whole world blind.
Yes, an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. And that comes by way of once we referenced him way earlier in our episodes. Yeah. Mahatma Gandhi.
Yes.
He said that. So get deep with that and feel that for a moment as you hear that. Goal of the week. Our goal of the week before when we had our guests here. Once again, shout out to our brother and sister, DJ and Nini Tufele.
Thank you guys
for showing up last week. We really appreciate it. It was a great experience. And we thank you guys very much for having
great
us.
Great feedback.
For having for you guys coming on. So thank you guys.
Thank you.
But last week's goal was set a chore and clean it every day until the next episode. And I think we did that pretty good this week. We're doing laundry right now as we're shooting this episode. So it's going well. This week's goal of the week is no eating after 8 p.m. Oh, now, obviously, my wife is pregnant. She can't adhere to that. So I'm going to have to make sure my fat ass doesn't eat after 8 p.m. So no eating after 8 p.m. until the next episode. Hopefully, I lose some sort of weight. Someone we want to influence in our highlight point is at Superfly Sua Podcast. Once again, that's at Superfly Sua Podcast. My wife has followed this family very, very close in it because they're a very well-rounded family. Definitely gifted and talented, but very blessed. They are very blessed by Jah the Almighty. And their family that sings, if you aren't aware of who they are, they're the Sua family. It's a husband and a wife and their two daughters.
Yeah, two girls.
I think
girls.
They have a son. I'm not sure. But
maybe soon.
Yeah. They went viral for, what was the song they were singing?
They were singing, I think it was Jesse J's song that was...
It was a song viral. They sang.
After that, some of the videos...
They harmonize it while the husband... I believe his name is Sam. He beatboxes, and it's just an amazing video. So go ahead and check them out.
Very talented.
But search up on Instagram and definitely on Spotify and every platform you can catch them on at Superfly Sua Podcast. Amazing stuff.
And thank you for the support.
Authentic
too.
Content. Yes. Thank you, bro.
Yeah.
Our segment, congratulations. We definitely want to congratulate Keel McNaughton, director of the movie The Legend of Baron Toa, starring John Tui, Uli Latukefu, and Nathaniel Lease, to name a few of an all-star Pacifica cast that dropped yesterday, the 20th, though I'm not sure if they have showings here in the States. So that's just an amazing movie. I saw the trailer and I was like, bro, an all-Pacific cast? That's amazing. So, the legend of Baron Toa, or Toa, however you want to go about that. And we want to also congratulate my wife's family, Emerald Fale Tuipapai.
Yeah.
Tongan American professional football player, officially signed to the XFL by way of the San Diego Strike Force.
Let's
so
go,
congratulations
Popo.
To you, Toko.
Congrats.
Man, we're just expecting
you're
good things for
it,
you.
Man.
And you're doing great for the community, but more importantly, you're setting something for the next generation and being an example. Our workout
Congrats.
Tip. Sit-ups, 4 sets of 15 to 25 sit-ups. Let's get that core nice and tight. Once again, spring's coming up, so we want to get the body nice and going, all right? Our video of the day, the Samoan Super Slap number one. The Samoan Super Slap number one. Go ahead and search that up on YouTube and get ready to laugh. Before we get into it, we're into our opening statement. Is there anything you want to make an opening statement about?
Just staying positive. What I've been saying throughout the whole episodes that we've been releasing is just staying positive.
Okay. For my opening statement, I definitely want to note that being that I'm very theoretical. I have a lot of theories in my head. Whether that makes me a conspiracist or not, that's just on you and your perception of me. But I want to present two things. Either we are alone in the universe or we are not. Either way, both outcomes are terrifying. That's what I wanted to say about that. That's my opening statement. Now moving forward, we definitely want to get into prayer point. This is very important on out of our segments of introduction. You know, we just take some time out to reminisce or reflect on those who've came before us or efforts that were put for us to be here and just give thanks and just acknowledge that and also focus forward on the future coming ahead of us. So just going to take some time to pray and meditate and focus in on what we want to accomplish in life. So we'll begin prayer point now. Okay. Well, I'm definitely focused in and I'm ready and ready to go. Before we go to our break, I just want to pull in my favorite part of the segment called One for the Haters. And let's do that again. That sucked. Right there. Ooh. So with that being said, before we go into our break, one more thing I wanted to highlight is, if you have any funk with any family or friends and it's very small, but we're treating it big, I just want you to be mindful of the gift of forgiveness. You know, it may not be now, it may not be tomorrow, it may not be later. Mm-hmm. But if you have an opportunity to forgive those or to receive forgiveness, please, please do so. Because we don't know if tomorrow's for sure. We just know that whatever time we have left, we should probably spend by giving ourselves peace, by giving forgiveness, even if it's not given to us. What do you think about that?
Yeah, like we talked in our past episode, it's forgiving. And what my husband said, really forgiving, not just forgive for show or not forgiving to just get something out of it, but really letting go so that you're free from it and whatever that's holding you down, you know. Because you wouldn't be moving on in life if those things hold you back, if that makes sense. So,
thank you for that. And one more thing I wanted to also highlight, because we come from the Pacific community, Pacific Islander community. Mm-hmm. We were just recently added to a group on Instagram
for
the Pacific community of podcasters out there. Anybody who's an influencer or has some sort of platform to highlight the census. See, how it works is each group of people, or I believe race of people in America, are allotted a certain amount of money. And the only thing is, we have to have the proper count or an accurate count of people in the nation in order for us to, you know, use that money.
Yes.
So to my Pacifica community, please, please fill out and complete your census for 2020. We're expecting big things for our people. Yeah. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah.
Okay. So in the meantime, go ahead, get something to drink, get something to eat, pull up a snack. We're going to get real deep into this episode. Episode 6, we're halfway there. So yes. Go ahead, get you some water. We'll be right
Stay
back.
Stay tuned.
Yee! Welcome back, guys. We're going to get right into our topics of discussion. And today's 7 subjects of discussion will be, number 1, alignment. Number 2, solving myself. Number 3, gifts. Number 4, respect. Number 5, removal. Number 6, addressing it. And number 7, homosexual. Babe, is there anything you want to speak on out of these subjects, or, you know,
whichever one, go right ahead and pick and then we'll go from there.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and speak on number 1, alignment. And what that has to do with, and why I'm highlighting that, is order, right? Me and my wife definitely agree that we serve God in the best way we can. We try our best to live righteous lives. And even if we don't, we know we're not perfect, but we give it to Him and we just try to pray for better understanding, not our understanding. Let Him increase as we decrease, but always trying to put forth Him, show Him, let Him shine. You know what I'm saying? And one thing is, in our alignment in life, I believe I can speak for us. If not, then you can go ahead and elaborate. In our priorities, or in the order of things we do in life, that first and foremost has to be God, has to be Jah, has to be the creator of who we believe in, has to be number one. And number two, then family. Number three, everything else. And why I highlight that is we don't function too much in a large group of people that are like-minded that way. And I think that's a good thing, honestly, that our alignment is different from others, and it kind of, maybe it deters people away from us because it could be an intimidating thing. Yeah. Not that we do that purposely, but because some people don't match us that way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they can feel that when we're starting to kind of drift away from them, it's because you don't fit our priorities, nor are you acknowledging our priorities or our alignment. And that's just how we run things, honestly, between me and my wife. But would you like to elaborate on that?
Yeah. Just like my husband said, yes, God is first and foremost. Even when we had lack of knowledge
or understanding,
we still knew that God, and it wasn't just the influence that we go off by that, because there's many times that we went far off of that. But through our walk now, and I'm so grateful and blessed to say that we serve a God who's higher than everything, and that's what we set our family to go aligning to that. You know, and then and you, by setting that example, your kids will see that, and of course they'll go through the same thing, and you know, everything else will fall in place if you put that first. And that's in our experience and our and what we have,
what
and
we're about.
What we're
definitely
about.
Definitely our statement, right?
A statement. And just like he said, you know, a lot of times, we don't find too many surrounding around us, or like people that has
kind of fall off.
Fall off, yeah, because our priorities are different, and not to knock anybody or say we're better than anybody, but it's just that what we got moving forward is not what they got moving forward, you know. And it's
usually
not to
we'll be like this at one point
and
somehow we just go this way, and they just go totally that way.
And it's not to knock the experiences.
And that's
that
just not other couples.
Yeah,
that's just friends.
That's friends.
Individuals in general.
And I've learned and come to realize that is just how life is. Yeah. You know, sometimes when our priorities or things that we align in our life that's more important, it can really chase people away, you know. And let's be very honest. So that's what I...
No, I definitely agree. Like, in as far as aligning, when I align things in my life, now speaking individually, your husband, speaking as the man of this relationship, when I align certain goals, if I'm not praying on it, or if I'm not trying to find any, you know, higher source of understanding, I tend to just kind of, maybe that's just not for me, but somehow, some way, when things come into my life that I wasn't expecting, I'm like, okay, well, maybe that's what he wants me to do. That's what maybe what God wants me to do. Either way, I align that first. Mm-hmm. And then what my family needs, or what I need to do for my family, or what we're not aware of, that needs to be a part of our family. Mm-hmm. And then everything else after, you know, whether it's like career or job, whatever it is, that can come after you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think why that's important, like me being 31 at my age now, I'm starting to understand that if I don't follow that list, how chaotic things will become. Mm-hmm. And I'll start to lose sight of my vision, or our vision for this family.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I never want to get misconstrued, but definitely if you're watching this or if you're hearing this, me and my wife definitely got to align ourselves to what we follow in life. And definitely we follow God first, then our family, then everything else. So that's just that's how our alignment is in life.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work that way, I don't think we don't last too long.
Yeah, and it's very important too to, like he said, individually, you wanna evaluate yourself first, you know, and then you come together as a couple and align from there as a family. But for the most part, like he said, over the years we learn what how important it is to prioritize yourself and align things in way of order, because things can get crazy and you lost sight of losing time on your family, losing time on things that's important in life, you know?
It's okay if you maybe drift off the course a little bit, but you got to make sure to get back on and align yourself. Make sure it's in alignment with the things you set out to do in the first place in order to finish, succeed in them, or accomplish them at the end.
Yeah.
So I think that's, like, for us, in alignment of what we wanted to do with this podcast, Aisle 7, was we wanted to talk our talk.
Yeah.
And then we wanted to get it across, but also have solutions to what we were talking about. Not just talk for no reason, hot air, but have solutions at the end of them. And that's where this podcast would go, and hopefully accomplish 12 episodes. So we're at 6 now. And we're just aligned to finish it out.
And even just speak on the truth of what we experience in life. You know, we're not perfect, but just sharing the experiences that we have.
I think that's what we have to our advantage, is that we have experience. We're not just talking our ass.
Yeah, and we're not just throwing things out there like, hey, well, our life is perfect and this and this and that.
Don't get us wrong. We didn't just come to alignment all of a sudden. This took a journey.
Oh, yeah.
Took years.
And I'll be very honest, like, even at that, like, for example, before I even really, really had my walk with God, I'll be very honest. Working a job for me was the first priority for me. And man, I'm telling you, when I had my own understanding and not even giving it to Him, everything was all over the place. Like, I work jobs where I was really making good money, but it didn't bring me satisfying knowing that my family were together. It was all over the place. So, with that being said, alignment is very important, you know, if you really understand it. Like, so
I'm satisfied with that.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so that was number one, which was alignment. Now we have 2, solving myself. 3, gifts. 4, respect. 5, removal. 6, addressing it. And 7, homosexual. Since I chose first, what do you want to speak on?
Addressing it.
Okay, so addressing it. And what I meant by addressing it was just like calling people out, or not calling people out, calling it for what it is, calling out the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Instead of letting it grow, let's stop it now. See, certain things will happen in life where it'll either get swept under the rug or we confront it now as far as problems. And why I called this part of the subject addressing it is something happened recently. Where, I'm just going to address it. My wife's relative had hit us up over the week, and I guess apparently saw one of our episodes where he didn't like too much about us speaking about family issues. So he addressed my wife and was like, oh, this is how we do. You guys get on and talk online. Now, here's the thing. That's fine to let your, or to vent your issue out. The problem I'm having is that's my wife. We both brought up the subject, and I'm the man of this relationship. And being that you're a man, if you really felt that way, bro, I told you know where we live. And I said that stuff out of love. I didn't say that stuff to be confrontational or to start an altercation. I said that because that was our truth, that was our experience. Had you felt the type of way, bro, welcome to the conversation. Come over, come on by, come talk. But you know where we live. We're not hiding anything. So for you to address that situation to my wife like we were snitching or talking shit about y'all, that was fucked up. But hey, addressing it.
Just to what my husband said, this isn't something to come, because we, this is what you get when you see us in person. And behind the camera.
This is real.
What it is that we're free from these things, so we're not looking back to how people feels or not to make anybody feel some type of way, or we're not heartless to what it is, but addressing the problem is this. If things have already been done or said before
in the past
and it's close from there, or let's say we've already solved the issue from there, the reason why we're bringing it up and talking about it, because we're delivered from it. And the reason why it doesn't bother us as a couple, because we're sharing it, because there is families out there who still to this day laughing in front of each other, smile in front of each other, but backstab each other. You know what I mean? So with that being said, it's like really addressing the problem. What is the solution? What can we do to better the situation for our upcoming generation? You see what I'm saying? Not just, hey, why are you talking about that online? You have no idea if this is about you. But because you took it personal, I like those kind of feedback. You know, because it lets me know I'm somewhat not only speaking in the experience, but it's getting to you that you're able to reply back on those on the videos. Mind you, I don't even know if you guys are watching. There's a whole lot of people that has feedback, negative, positive, and that's what we like to hear because I don't know what everybody's going through, you know?
Look, when me and my wife set out to do this podcast, okay, Aisle 7 the podcast, the idea was to invite the community into the conversation of what we thought was worth talking about, but not just talking about, but finding solution or conclusion to it, you know, really ending it. And the thing is, when we brought up that subject, to put it more in context, the subject that we were talking about was fighting, and I believe that was episode 2, and we had brought up the issue of where, you know, her brothers, there was the situation, the altercation, but what I was saying was that in fighting, that I did it out of love. This, as weird as that sounds, maybe if you go back to episode 2, you'll see what I'm talking about, but this certain person had hit my wife up and felt a type of way about it. Now, the funny thing is like, that's cool, but that was a past event. That happened a long time ago. That's why when I was speaking on it, it was from experience that sometimes the best way to fight is not always physically fighting, but also talking it out. Mm-hmm. So just like how we could have talked this out, bro, for you to still feel a type of way about it, it's like, come on, man, we're getting too old for this. You know what I'm saying? So addressing the situation, as far as addressing it, we can still address this thing. If you have not found closure to it, let's address it now. Yeah. But other than that, we're moved on from it.
Yeah, addressing it as for what it is, not beating around the bush and making it sound like, you know, cool. Yeah, because to be honest, I'm come from a place of love when I say what I have to say.
And it's still love.
And it's still to the point where, like, you know, we've grown up, we've learned, and we live. And this podcast is to really help the close family and even people around the world. You know what I mean? So with that being said, it's, you know, don't mistake this as emotion, because it's not. It's things that we've already passed and over with. I'm down to, like, about to have 5 kids, and I'm not going to go back to something that's already been addressed unless you got something to address and really address the problem, you know? So,
bro, at the end of the day, as far as addressing it, you know what it is, man. Me and my wife, we're all about love and just unconditional love. But, like, if it's not closed off, if you feel like you haven't said your piece, please come talk, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's not like a thing where it's like, hey, well, we can't talk about it. It's like, no, we got to address the issue. And this doesn't have to just do with the situation me and my wife are talking about. Anything. If you have something deep in your heart, let's tell the truth and address it.
And it's not just for this specific person. Yeah. This is for everyone.
Any situation. Please. As a Pacific community have to address it. Address it.
And I think that's why we said earlier on this part... like really talking about it before it's too late, and not wait until you get drunk, not wait until you get into what it is. Just address the problem. You'll feel better after you let it out. So
I'm satisfied with that. I'm not trying to rush, but go ahead, get a water break. When you come back, we will definitely continue on with the discussions. So go get some water, guys. Hey guys, so we're just definitely we're solid, we're focused. My wife believes I was getting emotional, but I definitely wasn't, because emotional would have been a whole different character in me that you would have seen. But you know, we definitely put that situation in context as far as addressing it. Moving on, so my wife chose number 6, which was addressing it. I'm gonna go ahead and choose number 3, gifts. And what I mean by gifts, right? So our people, as far as Pacific people, Tongan, Samoan, Maori, Fijian, Papua New Guinean, whatever you want to call it, from Pacific Island region, South Pacific, gifts. And what I mean by that is, and this could pertain to anybody, not just our nation, but I believe, especially when I was growing up, that people had certain gifts, man. People could see the dead. People could talk to the dead. People could see things or signs before they would happen. People could see into the future and stuff like that, so on and so forth. Why I bring this specific subject matter up was that I believe I have a gift. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not just talking about some corny, you know, meaning of a gift. I mean, I definitely believe I have a gift that was passed down to me. I think we spoke about it in the earlier episodes as far as the gift of Faito'o in Tongan, which I believe it's like healing with the hands. And I believe that was passed down to me through my mother's side, where my grandmother had it, my mother had it, and now I have it. It was like really healing somebody with my hands. And I'm not only just like touching them, but massaging them. I can get a vibe off of them. But because through my hands spiritually that I'm able to connect to things most human beings aren't able to. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I can say that you've massaged my back. Like, I'll have, like, a back pain, and you do it, and I don't feel the pain, and I'm like, okay, you know? But I can definitely vouch for that.
Is there anybody you know like that, or is there any...
It runs in my family, yeah. That. See, it didn't go to my mom and them, but I believe that because my grandpa had it. My grandpa had it because... And this is just for the Tongan community, yeah. You know.
And we welcome and appreciate all other cultures, but all other people that have been tuning into the podcast. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you. For my grandpa, his background, it came down from their family, and they have like that suspicion, like what is it called? Not that they
superstitious.
Yeah,
that's very superstitious.
And they believe that they can what's the word?
Voodoo?
No, they can actually fix someone with their faito'o, with the way they
heal.
That's the word. They can heal someone with that. Not because they think they're God, but it was like a spirit that was given down generation.
Yeah.
And my grandpa had that. And what he had was when baby would cry at night. Remember how baby used to cry at night because something was going on with the head or something?
Yeah.
My grandpa would touch the baby's head and like use the leaves that they used back home. Mm-hmm. And then it went away. And he was the only one that did that. But none of his kids had it. So I could see why that continued in your family, because mine didn't. It stopped at my grandpa.
I bring that up because like I know in other cultures, like I believe it's the Indians where... certain aspects of a child when they're born, if they're born with an extra appendage or something, that they're a deity or they're a god or something.
Oh, wow. I never knew
some
that.
People that believe that they're able to see things before they happen, either moments before or a week ahead. But I know in our specific culture, the Pacific people, some of us can talk to the dead, some of us can see them. Mm. And I believe it was the Superfly Sua podcast. They had a guest by the name of Mean Hawaii. He was saying that he saw things, saw you know, spirits. Mm. And it reminded me of a story. And I believe it was my little cousin, Ricky. But he saw ghosts when he was little. So I just thought that was interesting to bring up because I definitely believe I have the gift of my hands that can heal. And I just thought that was something cool to highlight. If you guys, you know, definitely know of anything or are aware of any stories or any situations, go ahead and let us know on IO7, the podcast Instagram page. But we're going to go ahead and move on. So that was gifts.
I didn't even tell you what my gift.
Oh, what was your gift?
Oh, it's for the gift. The gift that I think I have is I could vibe people. I could tell when it's a bad spirit on a person.
Yeah.
And not because I
predict. I don't think that's a gift, though. I think that's just you being an asshole.
No. No.
You have the
same. I called. Like, I'm not going to say, like,
I know, no joke. My wife definitely has a very good, she has a good knack for not calling things on the spot. But the minute she sees something, she calls it right there on the spot.
Yeah, like, I'll be very honest. And a lot of times it sounded like I'm coming off negative.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. No. Had a gift. I asked you earlier, so.
No, I was touching up on your gift. Anyways. What I was saying was, I get mistakenly, like, people just go off by me being negative. But I've always had this thing where, like, I could feel a, not a spirit, I don't want to say spirit.
You could just feel, like intentions off of a person.
And I'm, man, I'm always right. Like, we've had situation.
I'm not going to say you're wrong.
We've had situation that we've talked about in one of our episodes where a person that we loved, or my husband brought into the family, and, you know, and immediately, as sad as this person's situation was, it wasn't that I was being heartless, you know, like saying to put him in the street. Yeah. I felt the bad vibe coming from this person, and it wasn't me being heartless, you know, because I do love and give and things like that. But with this person, I knew there was something that was just wrong, but I didn't know what it was. And that was something that I called out. But even before, there was other things. But I feel like that was a gift. No, not too many people can call
things. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to unrecognize that, but no, that definitely is. I do acknowledge that, so thank you.
Thank you. Yep. Are you satisfied? I'm satisfied with that.
Okay. So once again, if you guys are aware of anything, or if you have any gifts for yourself, mm-hmm. you know, feel free to give us some feedback. And if you think we're crazy, then we're crazy. Either way, moving on. So that was me choosing number 3. That was gifts. So we have 2, 4, 5, and 7 left, which is solving myself, respect, removal, and homosexual. You can go ahead and choose the next subject.
Solving myself.
Mm. Okay. What that means is basically I was highlighting the fact of therapy. You know, not just talking to a therapist, but what do we do as human beings or as people or as Pacificers or whatever you want to call it, wherever you might come from, any other culture, what do we do for our own therapies? I know for myself, I'm labeled as an angry person. So one thing I do, I try to do for therapy so I don't boil or burst is I try to work out. I try to write down my thoughts, whether in poetic form or in a form of music. Or in journal form, I try to talk to myself, talk it out with whoever is willing to listen. I, you know, play games. I try to do stuff like this. Either way, I'm trying to do other things that'll deter myself from being angry, and that's my form of therapy. And sometimes it doesn't always work out, but I'm always trying to do something so that I don't let it kind of slither around in me to where it grows up and it grows in me and it blows up later. So what is your therapy? Like if we get into it or something, like what's something you're trying to do to solve yourself, I guess?
You know, it's funny that you asked that because, you know, before I got with you, I never knew that there's such thing as therapy because that's just how I was raised. There was no such thing as trying to have therapy back home. But I've realized as I got older, when we started this podcast, man, I didn't realize how much... I, of course, when it's done being recorded, I get on my, you know, on my own time, and I just feel the relief that it's taken off of me because I was able to share this. Because this is real life things that I'm dealing with on a daily basis, you know, and it's not just me making it up. It's me flowing, but really, I didn't know it's been in my heart, and I wanted to share it. You know what I mean? Of course, we talk on our own talk and things like, and I've talked to other people that I've talked with, but... really being in my thoughts and focusing into this really give me therapy. And I feel like podcast is a way of me outlet. I don't do workout the way my husband does, but I will say when I would play sport and things like that, there was a lot of stress coming out of it. So in a way that I find that as solving myself and taking that as a therapy.
I'm glad you brought that up because definitely within solving myself, trying to make things therapeutical is like I'll jump into rugby, I try to jump into football, play basketball, whatever it was to get my mind off things. Because what's the first thing that you notice about me when I come home from those things?
Oh, you're just done.
I'm relieved.
Like relieved, like you have no energy. Yeah. Like you come in and you're just like, babe, I'm just done.
No,
they knock the energy off of you.
Yeah, I definitely, that's how I try to solve myself, because I definitely think if you don't try to solve yourself, mm-hmm. you end up maybe in early stages or small cases or minor issues of mental health. You know yeah. what I'm saying? And you don't want that to decline or get in a negative state, but at the same time, you always want to upkeep your mental health. And by doing things like, for instance, like I find a lot of therapy in doing my Instagram stuff as far as being an influence or an influencer and posting stuff, because I do believe myself to be a motivational speaker, not by way of licensing or certificates or whatever kind of documents that certify me that way, but like, I try my best to put out into the world what wasn't put into me. Mm-hmm. And regardless if nobody's listening, if I hear it, then I know that it came from me.
Yeah.
So I try my best to like keep the anger down by venturing into other things.
You've been doing a great job. Whether it's doing
comedy or poetry or rapping or dancing, whatever it is, I'm trying that out, and I'm doing that so that I don't have to sit there in my thoughts and go crazy.
Yeah, you've been doing a great job of that.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And you've toned down a lot from that because you've...
Job bless.
I think it's because we've located what was wrong with us, and we know how to take care of it.
It didn't just come overnight.
Yeah, it didn't.
It took a while. I don't want this to sound like we just figured it out.
No. But it was the lack of understanding. It's all of lack of understanding and just knowing. Because the minute we found out what can help us, the things that fall off, the relief, the stress, and all of those things come off. But I do believe it's solving ourselves. It's just talking it out and really just finding things that you're interested in and love doing, you know?
I love that. I like that you put that into perspective. So I definitely think if you're going through anything, mm-hmm. if there's something that you're not aware of that can trigger you, or things that you're not aware that might be able to help you, you know, definitely go to a therapist.
Yeah.
Talk to somebody who's qualified to help you in those situations, but also solve yourself. What mm-hmm. makes you tick, and how can you calm yourself down? You know, does this help you out? Does that help you out? If you drink this, if you smoke that, those things will probably hurt you more than anything. But try to figure other things out. Go back to your childhood and find things that used to bring you peace.
Yeah.
Whether it was reading, watching TV, mm-hmm. watching old movies, talking to your grandparents, hugging a friend or a neighbor, whatever it is, try to solve yourself so that when you come across situations where it's like, you know, you're about to blow up, man, don't do it. It's not worth it. Just be therapeutic about your ideas and your thoughts and go to that place. You know what I'm saying? Definitely go to that place and try to mellow out, yeah. man.
And we're not saying it's easy to do those things.
No, it's going
to
take some time.
But if you practice, the more you do it repeatedly. This is
coming from experience.
Man, I'm telling you, you're seeing the end. Yeah. And all I can say to that is, if you love yourself, it's gonna take you to a whole different place.
Now, me and my wife not only pray peace over you, but we pray that you find understanding within yourself.
Yes.
I know it's not easy with all the stuff that's going on out there in the world and things that might be happening in your life, but we only acknowledge the fact that just like us, you're a human being, mm-hmm. and you're worth something. You have value to yourself.
Yes.
So please don't ever think you're alone in this, because
yeah.
a lot of us are out there going through it as well. But whatever storm you're going through, always remember the sun still shines no matter what.
It'll pass.
It'll pass, man. Yep. Just surround yourself with like-minded people if it helps in any way, shape, or form.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, that was good.
Okay, so yeah, definitely solving myself.
Yes.
We're going to go ahead, take another break. Get you some water, pull up some more snacks, or if you're just feeling relaxed and being soothed by the subjects, hey, thank you very much. But we're going to take one more break. When we come back, we're going to get into some more deeper matters.
Wow.
And we're going to try to
thank you guys.
Bring some clarity
yes.
to it. So go ahead, take that break. When you come back, we'll get started. God bless. All right, guys, so we're in the last quarter of the game.
Yay.
You know, it's kind of crazy. We're in episode 6, halfway through the season, Aisle 7 the podcast, Savage Island, and my beautiful wife, Lethe, but we're doing it live, and we're doing it right as much as we can. So it's all about self-progress.
Yes.
But our next subject is, it's going to be pretty deep, and we just want you guys, we want to disclose the fact that We judge or discriminate on no parties or any people or any denomination you come from. That this just comes from all heart and experience. So just bear with us and try not to be offended when we speak not only our truth, but our understanding of the situations and subjects we speak on. The next subject we're speaking on is homosexual. And why I brought this up, right, was it's definitely a thing in the Pacific community. And especially I know in the Tongan community, I'm not speaking for the Samoan community, though I know that they have their things with that situation too. But homosexual is it's very around my life. You know, I have friends that are of that orientation. I have family members that are of that orientation. But as far as my views and my understanding and my beliefs on it, I believe being homosexual is a behavior. Mm-hmm. You see, like, and I don't want to offend any of my friends or close friends or family, but why I say this is, so I follow a great leader by the name of Dr. Umar Johnson.
Man.
If you don't know who he is, go ahead and look him up. Dr. Umar Johnson he's a therapist.
Mm-hmm. A doctor.
He has all his doctorates and his proper certifications. I might be getting that wrong, but I believe he's a therapist, a very strong black man in the black community who's trying to push his people and uplift his people. But mm-hmm. why I follow him is he's so strong in his stances and he doesn't double back on what he says, but he believes it's a behavior in the human development that men and women develop homosexuality due to the fact of a missing piece in their life, such as a father or a mother figure. And when those, I believe when those figures aren't in there, outside influences are easily applicable to change the behavior of a person. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that word for word, that's his curriculum as far as Dr. Umar Johnson. I'm saying that's my understanding
of what he
and
said.
And how I have adapted that and brought that to my own understandings from what I've seen in my lifetime. Have I had a gay experience? No. Have I had gay people hit on me? Yes. Have I taken offense to that? No. Have I taken offense to anything some gay people have done to me? Not to the surface that I can remember, but I've never had an issue with gay people. As far as my family members, I've seen it firsthand where, you know, father was there, but wasn't present for every one of their kids. And what I mean by that is if you can't father all of your children, something's going to replace that. You see what I'm saying? And I saw firsthand where my cousin, you know, I saw the behavior, the nature, the way they talked, the way he was, like, you know, behaving, where he was more keen to female things and femininity, where, you know, we were boys and he would rather go do those things. And why I say what it's a behavior and why I agree on that is because there were times where he played football, he would hang around the boys. I think he had a relationship with a girl. And then just decided to be that way. Now, is that me judging the people? No, maybe I'm wrong. And maybe there's a study that's going to come out that'll prove it's a thing they're born with. However, that's what I believe, is that it's a behavior because of what I've seen and what I'm hearing and the studies I follow. What do you feel about that?
I definitely agree with everything you said. Just like you said, what Dr.
Umar Johnson.
Yeah, Johnson had said. And just touching up on what he's saying, I'm no against any of that. Like, I could care less, if you want to put it that way. I've had friends, I've had not siblings, but I've had cousins,
yeah.
I've had in-law, like I've had like my family, things that it really does happen in the community. And the only reason why I agree with him, I do believe it is a behavior. I do believe there's something happened down the road, like there was a trauma that might have exposed them to it, to where,
as far as what I know too,
you know, that to where why that behavior was even created in the first place. They weren't born like that, you know, and I believe that wholeheartedly because I've seen and I'm speaking for experience. I have a specific cousin who, growing up, I've always been labeled of being the one gay. And it's so funny because it turned it to where she came out and saying that she was the thing that she was labeling me off. But it's no knocking to that. I'm not trying to put this person out. It's just that I've known this girl her whole life. That is not her.
Never exhibited behavior.
Yeah. But I've know for the people that I know, there's every one of those person that is homosexual, they've went through something in their life.
Could you elaborate?
Like, yeah, and what I mean by that, and this is what I'm gonna speak on it. Like,
we're not speaking on anybody specific.
Yeah, just situations. With this is situations of friends and family I know. Father's not in the picture. Mother's not in the picture. Either being molested, raped, or some kind of trauma that really, really messed them up mentally and physically, emotionally, that they think that they're not good enough to be the woman that they're supposed to be are, or the man that they're supposed to be are. And I'm not saying this because this is just my own opinion and what I believed in. And I'm not going to sit here and say that I've never gone through that, because I've get hit by gay girls a lot. And it's no knocking to them, because, you know, I laughed it off, and because I don't have anything against that. But I do believe it after doing research and listening to this, the doctor. I understand that that's what I've been trying to say. I've never know how to word it that way, but that's my understanding, is that people went through something in their early lives that made them become that way. Because I'll be very honest, they go back and forth and confused of what they rather be, whether to be gay or straight.
Now, for disclosure, my wife, as far as me and my wife are talking about, this is from experience. We're not scientists studying groups of people. What we've seen, what we've heard, and the situations we've been through is why we speak on this so passionately. Because mm-hmm. we still love you guys. Yeah. We still love gay people. We have nothing against them. But this is just our understanding of gay community, or LGBTQ, and if I'm missing any other letters, I apologize. Mm-hmm. But... like, I know, for instance, that when you have a mother and a father, you have the pillars of the family, right? You see what it's like to be a man. You see what it's like to be a woman. Now, I don't think in any child's mind does a boy look at a woman and be like, I want to be that. Or a girl looks at the man and like, I want to be that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think they see that, they look at themselves and they see what's being portrayed. It's like, oh, because I have this and that, I see that and this. That's what I'm eventually in model to in alignment to be like, because I want to be like this person. Mm-hmm. Not that there's anything wrong should the mindset change, but you remove any one of those pillars, what comes in place of that? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's an issue I think that I've seen, where it's like, I've seen fathers be present and still not be able to father their boys.
Yep.
And I've seen women be present and still not be able to mother their girls. Daughters.
Yeah.
And the crazy part about it is like, I've seen good people struggle with inside themselves who they truly are. Mm-hmm. And I've said this before in a previous episode, where a family member of mine was close to me, couldn't even speak her truth because of who she really was, mm-hmm. and what she was dealing with. And she had both her parents. And that killed me, that she couldn't even speak her truth, but she, you know, she's not here with us no more, but God bless her life.
Yeah.
And her memory, we're still here rocking with you, and I'll never let that go. But that's what I mean as far as homosexual, is that it's a behavior, because those things could be changed mentally by what's seeing and being portrayed in front of them. Is that a solution? Maybe it is, but I'm not saying it's a disease. I'm not saying homosexuality is a disease. I'm just saying that if there's a way to fix it, that might be it, is the pillars of the family, the mother and the father. What do you think?
It's so true. I'm not gonna sit here and put up a front, because this is what you get from that. I've always loved. There is hilarious gay people out there. Yeah. Like the funniest people you can really.
Some of the toughest people.
And it'd be the tough. And the thing is, it's no knocking or against them. Is that I just really know that this is. What I'm pushing, and this is what I know, and this is what I believe in because of the experience that I went through. But at the same time, like, God loves us all the same. He doesn't love us more than the other, and things like that. But I just believe that it's okay to come out and let, because there's people out there that go through these things that don't feel like, they feel like they're alone in it, that they don't want to be judged by other people. Let me tell you something. You be yourself, you come out, and you let those feelings out. Because at the same time, even if you find down the road that that's not really who you are, man, at least you let it out.
Yeah.
The fact that you hide it inside, and I'm talking to our community because a lot of homosexual in our community hide those things because of the parents are not talking about it or approval of it.
I think what you're saying is the best way to get over it is to go through it.
Yeah, is to go through it.
If you're gay, you're gay.
Yeah.
But you'll never know if you don't speak your truth.
Yeah, and our talking is just bringing it out to recognition, to people, so that they understand this is how we're feeling about it. But at the same time, if this is what's holding you back, you gotta let it out. You gotta talk to somebody. You gotta let those feelings out, because like I said, it could just be you're going through some confusion stage, or you're just going through a lot that you just don't think that you're good enough to just let it out. And
you know, obviously we're not going to have a lot of time to cover all this, but this is just where we're at as far as on the surface, the main things we want to talk about. Why it was important for me to highlight this is that we have kids, you know what I'm saying? Whether it becomes a historical curriculum in the schools where they teach it, I just want my kids to know that we can have this conversation and it be okay and not awkward. That if, you know, God forbid that it ever should happen to my kids, because there's nothing wrong with it. But if, like I said, I don't want to be a hypocrite saying that these are the pillars. If I'm not fathering my children properly, if she's not mothering our children properly, then we were fools in the first place.
Yeah.
But this is what I'm saying is that I want to make sure that our kids understand that where our stances are, so that they don't mold their understanding of what we say.
Yeah.
That maybe there is something we're not seeing and they'll find out for themselves, but at least we're talking about it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't want my kids to judge anybody based on what they hear and see, but what they know and experience and how we talk about it, so that it's not a taboo thing.
Yeah.
I love gay people. I love anybody who's homosexual, if they're being truthful about it and not hiding it. And, you know, it's a new day and age. It's 2020. We're just trying to make sure that this is a conversation to have and it's healthy and there's solutions to it. Not that, once again, it's not a disease. I'm not trying to solve this. This is not a problem. I'm just saying that that's what I believe homosexuality is. It's a behavior. But then again, I'm not judging anybody. I love all peoples of any, you know, race, creed, or origin. So
that's good, man. That just
man.
Just stay truthful, man, and just know that you're not alone out there, man. Like,
we pray peace
good
over you too, and
and understanding, and just knowing that it's okay to come out and talk about it. I know it's in our community, it's so hard to bring those kind of conversation out, but if you have it, like I said, man, just talk about it and let it out, man. You can really see the difference. Because even if your family isn't okay with it, just know, man, at least you were out and talk about it, you know?
Okay. Well, I'm satisfied with that.
I'm satisfied with it too, man.
Yeah. And just, you know, love and peace to all peoples. We definitely want to get into our mentions and shout-outs. We want to mention the fact that me and my wife are still, we're taking any sponsors. If you want to sponsor Isle 7, the podcast, Savage Island and Lethe, please let us know. Hit us up on Isle_7_the podcast on Instagram or on our email and let us know. What about you?
Yeah, stay tuned for the next episode.
Yeah. Shout outs to every Pacific Islander jumping into the podcast game. Just get it done.
There's some great ones out there, man.
Yeah. And, last but not least, our final feast. What would you like to say?
Like I said, man, love yourself, take care of yourself, and just speak the truth and really forgive people. That's all I wanted to say.
Love you. Mm-hmm. Episode 6, halfway through. We've got 6 more episodes to knock out. So when we come back, we're going to take a week off. But when we come back, we're going to come back stronger. We just want to say,
you guys,
above all else,
Jah bless.
Jah Rastafari.